everybody, and welcome to today's episode of What's Wellness Podcast. I'm your host, Alia from Alia Yoga, and today is one of the most exciting episode interviews that I've done so far because one of my very best girlfriends is here on the show. You've already heard about her from the beginning of season two last week. Her name is Hillary, and she started Hillshine Nut Butters. So today will be a fun, friendly, laid back, but exciting and informative interview. A little bit about us as friends, but also about the journey Hillary has been on in her endeavors, beginning this startup company. And there's more to it than what you may expect. Certainly more than what she was originally anticipating when starting from ground zero with an idea, a goal, and a dream. There's so much that goes into creating that dream into reality. So we have a fun time talking about how Hillshine got started and the history behind her company and her healthy lifestyle practices that brought Hillary to where she is today with her successful startup company. Before we launch into the interview, I have wise words of the week for you. I always love sharing inspirational quotes, and I check for new reviews in the iTunes podcast app often. So if you haven't already, leave a rating and review. I would love it if you took 2 minutes to do so and give me feedback about what you like and what you want more of. And I'll be very excited to read your review on air in an upcoming episode for the warm words of the week. So here are the wise words of the week from Harriet Tubman. Every great dream begins with a dreamer. Always remember, you have within you the strength, the patience, and the passion to reach for the stars to change the world. That quote from Harriet Tubman really resonates with me and also strongly correlates to the patience, passion, strength, determination that Hillary has as she started this company a few years ago, not knowing exactly what it would take to get it off the ground, but having the determination, perseverance, and this dream to bring her nut butters to the world. I love this quote also because it ignites a spark of inspiration in my heart to bring forward my own personal strength and determination, patience and passion, to continue in the direction of my personal dreams and goals, and also to remain an encouraging supporter of the people in my life who have big dreams as well. Heads up for those of you who practice yoga and want to dive deeper into your personal yoga practices as well and learn about yoga philosophy, alignment, anatomy, Ayurveda, meditation, pranayama, about your energy centers, your chakras, and much, much more, because I'll be offering an exclusive online Yoga Alliance accredited 200-hour teacher training in the fall and would love to share this transformational experiences with you. If you're interested in learning about my fall yoga teacher training, as it will be live virtual online, send a note with subject YTT to alia@aliayoga.com, spelled A-H-L-I-A. One more quick thing before we get started with Hillary. Have you tried CBD tinctures yet? And do you know all of the benefits that your body and mind receive through consistently taking CBD? I've tried various different companies that offer CBD tinctures and other products, but it wasn't until I found Life Leaf Medical that I discovered a CBD that really works for me. It helps me with sleep, reduces anxiety, and also helps reduce muscle pain and soreness. I take CBD every night, and so does my husband, and so does our dog Bailey. If you go to lifeleafmedical.com, you can check out all of the products that they have available. Take your time and create an order, and then email that order to me, alia@aliayoga.com, and I'll place it on your behalf and give you 20% off the price listed online when you mention What's Wellness in your email order to me. Again, go to lifeleafmedical.com and email me your order with subject CBD What's Wellness, and I'll respond with a confirmation, send you an invoice including your 20% discount, and request your shipping address. I can't wait for you to experience the amazing health benefits from consistently using CBD. I also love their pain relieving gel. It feels so good on my neck, my shoulders, my back. I even use it on my belly. Stay tuned with me right here. After a quick word from our sponsor, I'll be right back with an exciting interview with Hillary from Hillshine Nut Butters. Be right back. Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for sticking around. You're listening to the conversation portion of today's episode, What's Wellness with Alia Yoga. And today I have my very good friend Hillary here. And rather than remotely interviewing, she is with me in my place. We are spending time together, which just warms my heart so much. So, Hillary, welcome to the show. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you, Alia, for inviting me. I really appreciate it. And I'm so excited to share my new company with all your listeners and viewers.
You guys have already heard a little bit about Hillshine Nut Butters because I'm so excited about what Hillary is doing. And this has been a dream of yours for pretty much as long as I've known you. And we've lived together and we have quite the history of adventures and great times together. So before we launch into some exciting story about things we've done together and your nut butter company, can you tell us a little bit about yourself and what wellness looks and feels like in your life today?
Yeah, absolutely. Little bit about myself. I'm originally from Southern California, was born in Redlands, California. And then my dad is actually the hospital administrator for the Mayo Clinic. So we moved to Rochester when I was little. With that being said, did all my schooling there, even college. After college, I just got so sick of the cold weather that I decided to pack everything up. And I moved to the island of Oahu with one of my best girlfriends, Kelly. Once I landed on Oahu, I really had no idea what I was getting myself into. I didn't have a job. I actually lived at the Hilton Hawaiian Village for a week till we landed our first apartment. Stayed on the island for about 2 years and then just really realized that I wanted to be near my family, which they were all located in Southern California. So I moved back to the mainland in 2010. When I moved back to the mainland, I really didn't, well, let's be honest, I didn't know anyone. I knew no one. I ended up getting a job with a doctor doing bioidentical hormone facility. So basically, for those of you who don't know what that is, it's a 17-panel blood draw. And then based upon your results, the doctor will prescribe transdermal cream based upon your hormones. So that was really fun. That really opened my eyes to a different type of medicine. I was so used to the traditional Western medicine that this was more of that Eastern side, which made me think that there's other ways to become healthy other than getting prescribed some kind of pill from a doctor. Mm. With that being said, I also didn't really know anyone. So on the weekends, instead of going out and partying, I would go to all the local farmers markets and make friends with the vendors and then people that I would see on a regular basis. And then what I would do is I would buy products from the market and then I would go home and I would try to create them even healthier. So many people don't realize that a lot of people put all these extra additives and ingredients that your body doesn't need, and nor does the food. The shelf life will actually last just as long without all those other ingredients and additives, as long as you know what you're doing. So my mom bought me a food processor and away I went. I started creating all my own butters and hummuses, guacamole, pesto, whatever I could make, I made it, which led to making almond butter. At this time then, I decided to get a part-time job at Lululemon so I could meet more like-minded people. And at the same time, I actually met Alia at Core Power Yoga. I saw this tiny little thing come out of the yoga room and I thought, who is this little thing? I want to be friends with her. She's so cute. And it was like, not to sound too cliche, it was like love at first sight. Yeah. We became instant friends immediately. She also got a part-time job at Lululemon, so we were able to spend more time together. Then we became roommates at one point. But that's really where Hillshine started, was I was living in this tiny little apartment in Solana Beach, and I would make butters and I'd give it to my friends. And then I started selling it at Lululemon to my coworkers, and everybody said, "You really need to sell this." And I just thought, whatever, like, they're just friends being nice. It probably doesn't really taste that good. And then fast forward 6 years, I ended up going on a trip with Alia
yep.
to Vegas and meeting my fiance, who ended up living in Los Angeles. And he really encouraged me to cook and start Hillshine. And I just thought, no, I don't know. I want to do, you know, my Fortune 500 job and make sure that it's secure. And I know that there's a paycheck coming in. And he was the one that really just encouraged me to follow my dreams and start Hillshine. So 2 years ago, almost to the day, I quit my job, and I had no idea what I was doing, nor did I have any idea how to start a food company. But after 2 years of research and determination, I was able to successfully launch Hillshine August 26th. And it's been quite the success so far. I'm so grateful and thankful to all my supporters, friends, and family. Thank you for your support. And I just look forward to sharing this product with everybody else out there in the healthy community.
Hillary, I love you so much. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
To go from living together in that tiny apartment in Solana Beach, and you taught me a lot when we lived together. I mean, from everything that was in that apartment was yours, and you were so gracious to let me use all the things. I slept in a bed that you owned, and I used your Vitamix and your food processor and all the things. And so one of the things you taught me was how to clean the blender in the corners using a brush mm-hmm. to get out, you know, whatever little particles stick in the corners. I remember also the way we would turn the chairs at the little dining room table that you had, and so that the chairs faced out at such an angle and the pillows were right, so that when you walk in, it was very welcoming. And you said to me one time, because I wasn't raised this way, you said, "I'd like to be able to leave my place and come home to it and have it look almost like it came out of a living house magazine, rather than things put away haphazardly or things in piles," which I'm prone to doing. So you were very patient with me, but you also taught me a lot about basically being an adult and taking care of myself and picking up after myself. So I thank you, but also my mom has thanked you. Josh, my husband, has definitely benefited from the time that we lived together and all the things that I learned. Even though I'm still working on certain ways of being more tidy, this is a long-winded way of saying thank you for your influence in my life.
Oh my goodness sakes, you are absolutely welcome. And it was fun. It was almost like you were like my little sister that I never had, that I could take under my wing and teach her all the things that my mom was able to teach me, which I'm so grateful for.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're welcome. Of course.
I look back at our time living together and all the adventures that we have had, be it going on vacation and meeting your now fiance, to picking up a stand-up paddleboard and having it almost fall off the roof of your car, and all of the walks and runs to the farmer's market and to the beaches, and just all of the things and adventures that we've had are some of my favorite memories in life. But I also remember very much feeling inspired by your work-life balance. You work really hard. You're very dedicated to your job. You have a lot of integrity and work ethic, but you also know how to have fun, and you're a loyal human. You're there for the people that you care about. And so I'm wondering if you can share with us a little bit about what made you this way, and also what's made you so interested in things like healthy food and fitness, because I mean, you're in incredible shape.
Oh, thank you. I think I should really, I think it was my upbringing, being raised in the Midwest around a lot of hardworking individuals. People aren't afraid to roll up their sleeves and get their hands dirty there. That's just kind of like how it is there. I mean, with an environment with four seasons and that's snowing, and you just really have to be able to get your hands dirty and do the job right.
Right.
So I do owe a lot of my upbringing to my parents and the way they raised me. And I think a lot of my healthy living comes from my parents. I was raised in the country, therefore we had our own garden. My mom made all of our own breads. We had a milkman,
wow,
which is like probably not even a thing anymore. But my dad worked out 3 times a week, and he would show me how to work out, and he encouraged me to, you know, live a very healthy lifestyle. My mom prepared very healthy meals. So I think from a very young age, I did have that ingrained in me. And your body is your vessel. You only get one life. So you should treat your body with the respect that you might treat your friends or your husband or your loved ones. So my big thing is whatever you put in your body should benefit you. There's no point putting in all these toxins. We have enough external toxins that we have to deal with every day. Why eat something that's so toxic?
So true and so well said. And shout out to your folks for raising such an amazing human. I have so much love and respect for them. And growing up in Rochester in Minnesota, I don't know, listeners, if you know this about me, but I've also lived in Minnesota for a couple of years. We didn't know each other then.
I wish we did.
I do too. But I can vouch for the type of work ethic and just the mentality of people in the Midwest. They're hardworking, mm-hmm, community oriented. And then to have a dad who shows you how to exercise and take care of your body that way, and a mom who cooks really healthy meals, that's just such a recipe for a really healthy upbringing. And you've integrated that into your lifestyle as an adult.
Yeah. And it's actually very interesting because for those of you listeners that maybe don't know, Mayo Clinic is actually is the number one cancer specialist hospital in the world. So my dad was very Western medicine, where my mom is very much Eastern medicine. She believes in eating healthy or taking herbs or supplements over popping some prescription. So growing up with parents that kind of like went head to head at what my sister and I should have for vaccinations or what we should be eating was always quite an interesting topic at our household.
I bet you learned a lot.
I did. And I'm so grateful to that because I do believe there is a lot of positives with Western medicine, but I do believe that you can overcome a lot what's going on with your body with doing it the healthy way.
I couldn't agree more. Absolutely. So important to have that balance and to educate yourself, to know the ingredients that are going into your food and your medicine, even vaccines, like you're talking about, what's important and what isn't. And that's for each individual to decide.
Mm-hmm. And I think now our society, we're all so busy and people just want that quick fix.
Right.
And at the end of the day, yes, it's great to have that quick fix, but is that going to fix you long term?
Absolutely. So tell us, start to finish with Hillshine. I know this has been a long process, finding the right growers for these nuts and seeds. I ordered the sunflower seed butter. I'm obsessed with it. I use it in all of my recipes. I'll be sharing some recipes with you and with listeners and, you know, more on that in the future. But tell us the process that you went through, because I know it was more than you were anticipating.
Oh my gosh.
And it's like you've ran a marathon.
Alia, I had no idea what I was getting myself into. I thought, oh, it's going to be easy. I'm just going to make this butter and I'm just going to go sell it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, rewind, because that is not what happened. So I quit my big girl job. And then that Monday, I sat in my office and I thought, I don't even know where to start.
Mm-hmm. Where do you start?
So I literally started researching companies that helped startup companies. I had so many interviews and interview after interview with all these companies that were charging $1,500, $3,500, $5,000. And I thought, I can't afford this. There's no way. And then I thought, you know what? If there's a company that's out there that can help startups, I can figure out how to start a startup. So I just started doing a ton of research. The first thing that I needed to do was I needed to find a graphic designer that was familiar with the food industry.
Smart.
So I did my research. I ended up finding the most amazing company in Michigan. And I loved the fact that they were in the Midwest. I knew they were automatically going to have a good work ethic. They were going to be honest. And they were honestly the most affordable I found out there, which I was shocking.
Wow.
So that was the first step, was finding that company. Then from there, I had to figure out how to make a label. I didn't realize that there were so many different protocols when it comes to a label, from the font size, the font, what's on your jar, what can't be on your jar, what needs to be certified, what doesn't. So after I created the label, got my logo down and everything, then I had to find a jarring company. I wanted to go with glass because, of course, for us, you and I, being health conscious, you have to worry about BPA. Is it BPA free? Is it PETA free? Like all these things. I ended up finding a company that was able to accomplish the things that I was looking for.
Using plastic.
Mm-hmm. Eventually, I will go into glass, but right now it's just being a startup company. I'm going to be honest, I can't afford glass right now. After, you know, getting the label accomplished, finding the jars, then I needed to work with the Orange County Health Department. And this was one thing that I found interesting. So Orange County then works with Stanford. So my label was then sent to Stanford to get approved. After that was all approved, then I quickly learned that if I wanted to sell this product and ship it to people, I needed to have a license for that.
Oh.
So now for the state of California, if you decide to ship, whether it's in the state of California or outside of the state of California, you need to have a commercial kitchen. So I got a commercial kitchen license. I also have a cottage food license. Now, what the cottage food license allows you to do is you can cook at your home and sell at farmers markets or sell to stores that are local, anywhere that you can drive and deliver to.
Great.
So I got those accomplished. Then I needed to get a label machine and an induction machine. And there's all these things that I had no idea I needed to do when I quit my job 2 years ago.
Right. Thinking you'll just be making all these nut butters and the rest is
easy.
Easy.
No way. But, you know, I will say after this 2 years, I feel I'm really proud of myself. I mean, it was a lot to do. I didn't ask for help. I didn't borrow money from people. I have done this 100% by myself. And yeah, it's been a great accomplishment. I hope to someday be able to be in Whole Foods, Jimbo's, maybe Costco someday. I do have an online store right now, but I will be linking it to Walmart, to eBay, to Etsy. Currently, I am waiting on my trademark to come through so then I can have an Amazon storefront. So just little things, again, that you don't think of when you decide, I'm going to start a business.
Right.
So it's been a great accomplishment, and hopefully someday you'll see me in your local market and be able to pick up some Hillshine nut butters.
I ordered from your website, and that is hillshinenutbutters.com.
Yep.
And I was so impressed at how clean the website is and how beautiful your logo is and the design and all the information that's there. It filled me with a sense of pride. Also, knowing these steps along the way, these hoops you've jumped through, not realizing at first all that it would take to get it off the ground, but being so determined, persevering, there have been bumps in the road, and just knowing that this is your dream and you've accomplished this goal, and now it's in people's hands. I mean, I have it in my pantry. I eat some every day.
Well, thank you. And the other thing that I want your listeners to know is there's a lot of incredible butters out there, a ton. I mean, I have a few in my pantry right now. I'm not just dedicated to one product, But the one thing I've noticed is there's so many extra preservatives in these butters. You don't need oil. You don't need to add sugar. The butter, the nuts itself, tastes fantastic. And honestly, the longer it sits on your shelf or in your refrigerator, more flavors come out that you're just like, wow, this is so good. It's like you could almost eat it as a dessert. And oftentimes you'll catch me at 10 o'clock at night with my spoon in the butter jar. But
I've been guilty of that too.
Yeah. And with that being said, I think the next thing that I want to move on to is healthy granolas, because you see so many extra icky things. Like, you don't need corn syrup in anything. No. I'm sorry. You don't need hydrogenated oils, sugar, white sugar, like all these things. So I think the next thing will be granola. And then after granola, and I'm a little bit more established and I can maybe have my own commercial kitchen someday, then I'll move into hummuses and stuff that need to be, you know, in the refrigerator full time.
This is amazing, Hill. So exciting. I love watching this journey unfold for you. There are goals. You've established yourself. You're continuing to grow. And you have these ideas for creating more products and improving in the future, which is so inspiring. They are gluten-free.
Mm-hmm.
And they're low sodium.
Yep.
And they're delicious.
And it's packed with protein. I've actually had a lot of buyers tell me they love eating it after working out. They say it automatically satisfies them. They get that protein punch, and then they're good for, you know, until they can get home and have lunch or breakfast or whatever meal follows after their workout.
So satisfying. So delicious. So do you have any stories you'd like to share about our adventures together? Is there anything else that we should tell our listeners?
Oh, well, this is actually funny. And this is probably one of my favorite memories of Ollie and I. So I had gotten asked to house sit a house over Thanksgiving weekend. And I think, were you vegan too or almost vegan?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, yeah. Mm-hmm. This is, we had probably been friends for 4 or 5 years at this time already. And Ollie and I were very dedicated to eating healthy. We were both away from our families at the time, and we were going to have a vegan Thanksgiving dinner. And we were going, she said, "Do you want to dread my hair?" And I thought, okay, well, we have nothing else to do. That sounds fun. Little did I know, I had no idea, first of all, how to do dreads. We figured that part out.
We sure did.
How many hours? 15?
Yep. 11 the first day. And then I had to teach that class with 2/3 of it done. And it took another 4 or 5.
She literally like wrapped it in a bun on top of her head. And I made her wear a beanie in a hot yoga class.
Thanksgiving morning.
And my hands, I remember they were so sore after doing it. But it was actually really fun. It turned out great. How many years did you have those?
More than 2.
Okay, I thought so. And you can probably see her dreads on her Instagram or her Facebook. But that was one of my most memorable moments of just her and I. Yeah. And how much laughing we had. I'm pretty sure we may have had 1 or 2 tequilas along the way.
Definitely.
Probably to take the pain away from my hands.
And my head.
But so many great memories. I mean, I literally could go on and on and on from the miles that we've put in walking, talking, to all of our travels, whether that be locally or to Maui or, just all over California. And
we've had some great times together.
We have had some great times together.
And more to come. Hillary was a bridesmaid in my wedding, and definitely should have been maid of honor. That's a story for another time. But you are by far my longest, closest, dearest friend since moving back to California from Minnesota, because we've just been through so much together. I've learned so much from you, and you are true blue. I mean, if you say you're going to be somewhere or call, you may show up an hour early, but you'll be there. And it's just been such a pleasure, not only being your friend, but also watching you grow and starting this company. So thank you so much for being here today and on the podcast. I hope and plan to have you back on the show in the future.
This was so much fun. And who knows, maybe we'll be able to create something together and then your listeners can get to know us even better as a friendship.
Absolutely. I love that. So listeners, go to hillshinenutbutters.com. I believe if you sign up for the email newsletter, there's a 10% off discount code. Definitely check out her butters. There's almond, cashew, and sunflower seed. And let me know what you think when you try it. Tag us on Instagram at What's Wellness Podcast, at Alia Yoga, and at
Hillshine Butters with a Z.
Love it. Hillary, thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you. This was so much fun. I actually was like a little nervous because I didn't know what we were going to talk about, but this has been so much fun.
Yay. Well, as you can probably tell, my buddy Hillary is an incredible human and has worked very hard to make her dream into a reality. She's an inspiration, and I'm very fortunate to call her my friend. We have had some amazing adventures together, and when she was talking about going to the farmer's market, it reminded me of one of my favorite memories of us jogging together from Solana Beach to the farmer's market in Leucadia, shopping for produce for the week, having a delicious treat or a snack there, and then walking back with all of our goods. We're the type of friends who can do anything together and have a great time. And we have seen each other through difficult times and also celebrated some of the best days of our lives so far together, including my wedding day. I mentioned briefly that Hill should have been my maid of honor, which is how I feel in my heart, but also a story for another time. However, as a bridesmaid, she was there for me so much and made such a positive impact for me on my special day. To say that I'm proud of her is an understatement, and I want to do everything possible to help promote her and Hillshine Nut Butters. From that intention, Hillary was kind enough to create a discount code, which is What's Wellness, with the apostrophe, and it's one word. I will link the discount code in the show notes. What's Wellness gives you 10% off your orders on hillshinenutbutters.com. And remember, Butters is spelled with a Z. I hope you enjoyed today's show, as I had so much fun creating this episode. As always, if you have any questions, comments, feedback, or need support in any way, please don't hesitate to reach out to me. Get in touch via email, alia@aliayoga.com, spelled A-H-L-I-A. If something stood out to you from today's episode, do me a huge favor and take a screenshot, share it on your social media, and tag @AliaYoga and @What's Wellness Podcast on Instagram, and I'll be sure to reshare. If I can ask one more huge favor, please subscribe to this podcast and share it with your friends and family. Help to spread the word about What's Wellness and leave a review in the iTunes podcast app so that I can bring back the warm words of the week and read your review on air. If you enjoy online yoga classes, home workouts, as well as guided meditations, find Alia Yoga on YouTube. And for more about what I offer, go to aliayoga.com. I hope you'll check out Hillshine Nut Butters, and I know you'll absolutely love her butters because I'm eating them by the spoonful every day and using them in so many delicious recipes. Thank you once again for tuning in to What's Wellness today. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day and week, and I'll be back next Thursday with a brand new episode for you. Until then, be well. We'll be right back.